Hey guys, welcome to another installment of It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on ThatNewToySmell.com.
You sound a little congested today. You all right
there? I am a little congested.
What's wrong with you? You're sick? Killing sick?
It's cold and there's a lot of snow on the ground.
Weak.
And it's awful. I hate winter.
You should put your big boy pants on.
Shut up.
Oh.
All right, guys, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Killen.
I'm Duvall.
What's going on, guys, other than the fact that we all have stuffy noses and it's cold?
You know what happened today? Somebody came in and shopped in our store that said that he found us from watching That New Toy Smell videos.
Really?
Awesome.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
He's not local. He's like maybe, I can't forget what the name of the town was, but it's probably like 30 miles away.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah.
That's happened a couple times.
But I feel really bad because I was the only one here. And I was talking to him for a little while, but I was like, you know, really, you came at the worst time, because if you would have came after 5, you would have saw all of us.
Yep, we all would have been here. Poor guy.
But he bought one of the RoboCop Kobakia minifigures.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent. Those are awesome.
And then he took a look at our
The vintage
Rambo up there that I had to climb on the ladder to get.
I love our vintage figure wall up there.
So
much cool stuff. Yeah, so if you guys are ever in the Springfield area, Springfield, Illinois, you should definitely track us down and find us. Killen Enterprises.
Yep.
You get the address on the site, right?
Yeah. It's all the stuff from the pop culture, all the videos are shot here, all the behind-the-scenes stuff is here.
All here.
Most of the equipment we use is provided by here.
Yeah, so if you guys are ever in the area, you should definitely check us out. We got a cool little store here. Lots of cool stuff. So
what's going on, man?
Today has been pretty wild.
Yeah.
There's been some cool news. And by the time this goes up, it's probably going to be widely known by then.
Yes.
But I wanted to first talk about the biggest item that came out of today. And that is the fact that we found out that He-Man is returning to retail.
Yes, but we also found out what the gold sword and white shield that they showed at the R show is from as well.
That is correct. So here's the way this works. He-Man is returning to retail, but it doesn't mean the He-Man toy line is returning to retail.
No.
Apparently what is happening is Toys R Us is going to be releasing some exclusive DC Universe Classics 2-packs that will be incorporating He-Man characters.
Yes.
Now, the reason this is happening is because back in the day,
back in the heyday
of Masters of the Universe, DC Comics actually had the rights to He-Man and were producing a line of comic books. And in one of the issues, they did a crossover where Superman came to Eternia and had a battle with He-Man.
Yep.
Of course, it was something where Skeletor put Superman under a spell. Superman fought He-Man. Eventually, the spell broke. Superman helped He-Man fight
Happy
Skeletor.
Happy day in the end.
Yep, it was just one of those cool little DC crossovers that they were able to do since they had the rights. Well, since Mattel happens to own both Masters of the Universe and have the license to do DC characters right now, guess what they're doing? They are releasing some DC Universe Classics 2-packs of Superman versus He-Man that will include a reprint of that comic book.
Yes.
And that is very, very exciting news for me, because I've been wanting to find that comic book for a long time anyway, so this is a perfect excuse to do it.
Scotty Cash found it at ChicagoCon, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he did.
Yeah.
But
yeah, me and him, he asked every vendor, you got He-Man?
He did, man. But it's really cool because, like, this all came about because a picture popped up on eBay on 2 prototype figures that were being sold out of China that were said to be production samples.
Yes.
And it was a really oddly colored He-Man and an oddly colored Skeletor, both of which were holding that same golden yellow sword we saw at the art show, and the He-Man had that white shield that we saw at the art show. So everybody immediately started speculating what the heck these were. Now, they weren't like off-color prototypes like you're used to seeing. They looked like they were fully painted, but like the He-Man was colored different than the usual one.
He was a little muted.
He had some weird, like he had some pink rivets on his belt and some pink and white on his harness, and so it looked a little strange. Well, everybody was debating about this picture, and it was getting really, really crazy because people were saying, those are just stupid customs, those are bootlegs, those aren't real. And then all of a sudden, somebody found out that April's issue of Toy Fair, which I think comes out
tomorrow,
is supposed to feature an image of a Superman versus He-Man 2-pack. So immediately people were like, well, what the heck is going on? Maybe this is just some crazy April Fool's joke by Toy Fair since it's the April issue. Yep. I don't know what's happening. Then the plot thickened even more when somebody found out that this was in the Toys R Us system.
Yes, they found a skin number for it and everything. A 6-digit item number for the
Since Duvall and I both have connections with Toys R Us here in town, since we've both worked there, we immediately called up our friends at Toys R Us, and sure enough, that skin number is in the system, and it comes up as DC Universe versus Masters of the Universe.
Two-pack,
$29.99. So it's confirmed. We're getting those figures, and I think that is a really, really cool thing.
And it's nice. It's another Superman, but it's a cool way for people to pick up He-Man and pick up Skeletor, because I assume that Skeletor is going to come out in a two-pack as well. With another DC character, possibly a villain.
Well, it's what I think is going to happen. Well, first of all, people started comparing the pictures and found out that He-Man, the odd colors on him, matches perfectly the way he was colored in that comic.
Right.
So that explained his weird colors. It very much reminds me of what Hasbro did with the Star Wars figures that with the old Marvel comics.
Yep.
How they were all bizarrely colored but made to match those comics. It looks like that's the same thing Mattel's doing here. And there is a He-Man and a Skeletor. We haven't seen what the Superman is going to look like yet, but a lot of people are speculating that we're going to get one pack that's He-Man and Superman, and another pack that's Skeletor and Evil Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Since he put the spell on Superman to make him evil. So we'll probably just end up getting two different Supermans, but we're going to get a Skeletor and a He-Man, it seems.
Yep.
And
hey, you know what that really sucks for? Scalpers. Sorry, guys. He-Man and Skeletor are going to be widely available in Toys R Us here soon.
Well, you never know, because the way their exclusives go, these could be really hard to find.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. But, I mean, if you notice here in town, a lot of the Toys R Us exclusives have been pretty much readily available on the shelves.
Yeah, that's true.
Quite large quantities.
And the thing I think is so cool about this is kind of like Mattel's way to, test the waters with He-Man again at a retail store without risking putting him out under his own title. Because I think these are actually going to be in DC Universe Classics packages. So it's like they're sneaking He-Man and Skeletor into stores under the DC banner because they found a way to get away with it.
And Toys R Us is probably more than happy to pay for that exclusivity.
And if these exclusives do well, then Mattel will be able to go, hey guys, look, these He-Man figures sold good.
Yep.
What if we get a deal at stores?
Yep.
So this could be a good thing for everybody who's been hoping to see these return to actual toy shelves again. Now, I don't know if that means they would actually bring the Classics line to shelves, because I think it would be best to keep Classics direct to collectors exclusive, but I would like to see an actual Masters line of some sort return to toy aisles. I just think that'd be a good thing for the property as a whole, you know? A good thing to keep that property living. But yeah, that's the biggest news from today. Hopefully by the time this podcast is up, everybody who has their Toy Fair subscriptions or goes to the comic stores to get them will be able to actually see a photo of it.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to
getting it. Well, it'll be comic stores because the subscriptions won't show up for like another week.
Yeah, so the comic stores. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Or just go to the Pop Culture Network store. We'll have several issues available.
We will have the issues in stock. So if you guys want to see the new He-Man
Superman
pack.
You two just talked about the entire thing and I zoned out. And the only thing I could get from that was Skeletor tamed He-Man. So
yes.
Go team Skeletor.
Woot! He did too.
What else we got? We got a new WWE Elite Collection figures announced.
We do. I just lost them all. Where are they?
I don't care about wrestling.
You don't care about wrestling, but some of us do.
I'm sick of. Well, I cared about it when I was in the Marine Corps when we got drunk and acted like idiots. It's not really a single player sport. It's not fun by yourself.
Well, here's the thing. This lineup actually includes one of Pixel Dan's favorite wrestlers.
Yeah, Christian.
in his awesome new ring gear.
Well, that's what I like about this Elite Collection. This is the series that has all like the entrance stuff that they wear. And I think it's really cool what Mattel's doing, where they're making it like a cloth thing where they can remove it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about buying one figure wearing a t-shirt and one figure without a t-shirt, because if you don't want them to have the shirt on, you can just take it off on these.
Yeah.
So we've got like the Christian wearing his track pants and track jacket, which is really cool.
And then underneath, he's got his turquoise and black ring gear.
We got the Cody Rhodes with the Legacy t-shirt. We've got the John Cena with his t-shirt, his dog tags, cap, and his ball cap.
Which I'm sure are all going to be removable.
Yeah, it looks like they are.
So we're looking at a bunch of dudes that strip.
Yes.
I really love these toys.
Santino Marella.
With a microphone and a shirt.
Yep.
And Shawn Michaels with his cowboy hat and a shirt. So,
and not with DX gear either.
Nope, not DX
with his gear. Actual Heartbreak Kid gear on.
So I like them. I think they're really cool. I think Mattel's doing a good job with the WWE line. I've only got one figure so far, and I'm mildly...
Pixel Dan's going to be buying wrestling figures again here soon.
No, well, here's the thing. I've got the Undertaker one from this Elite series.
Right,
the one that's got the trench coat and the hat. And the figure itself is a pretty decent figure, and, I mean, I guess the best thing I could say is that I think Mattel is on the right track.
Right.
It's not
Give
perfect.
Them some time.
It's not perfect, but I like the direction they're going with them.
That's racist.
Oh.
That's racist.
Wow,
good. Great. So, I mean, we'll see. I haven't bought wrestling figures in a long time, but I got interested when I saw the Mattel stuff. And I don't know, they might hook me back in. I might buy some of my favorite characters again. We'll see. What happens.
I want the Santino because he's got the unibrow, and how awesome is that?
Yeah, the Santino figure's sweet.
And then we have one of my favorite lines, now that we've talked about Masters of the Universe. We could talk about...
The Mattel news is pretty much all we've got today.
Yeah,
right?
It's... Well, we're heading into Toy Fair this weekend. I mean, literally, you know, we're days away from Toy Fair. Some stuff's starting to leak out slowly, but Mattel, since I assume there's going to be pictures of this in Toy Fair as well, of Wave 14, which will include Alan Scott Green Lantern, which is the original Silver Age Green Lantern.
That's awesome.
Obsidian, Our Man, Gold of the Metal Man, Kamandi, a Zatanna figure, which is awesome, and Tyre.
I'm not real familiar.
The Collect and Connect figure is going to be the Ultra Humanite, which is
Ultra Humanite.
Yeah, which is a cool character, but an odd choice again. So,
well, a lot of these figures are odd choices to me. Like, I'm not familiar with most of them. I know who the original Green Lantern is. I know who Our Man is, and I know who Zatanna is.
Yeah.
I don't know who any of the rest of these people are.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just not. I've never been big into the DC stuff. And Dirt was showing me pictures of all of them earlier, and I was like, I don't know who any of these people are.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is. When you've got, you know, Toy Guru and those guys who are running DC Universe, you got the Four Horsemen who are huge, and I say this with absolute love and care, are huge comic geeks. They love all these Silver Age characters, all these odd, you know, second-tier characters, third-tier characters. And the fact that they keep doing these characters in these waves keeps selling out and selling out and selling out and selling out.
Yeah.
We're just going to get more and more obscure characters, which I think is great because I don't want 40 million Supermans and 17 Wonder Womans.
Right. We are on wave 14, and if you think about it, as we get further on these waves, we're kind of start getting more obscure.
More obscure as we go. Yeah.
But there are some first-tier characters we haven't got. We haven't got a Martian Manhunter.
Well, that's good, though, because that's just that thing. That's the same thing that they keep saying they're trying to do.
That's because he's stupid.
Classics.
No.
Oh, it's because he's stupid.
Martian Manhunter's awesome.
I like Martian Manhunter, okay.
You know, we haven't got an Adam. We haven't got, we haven't got a lot of characters.
He's stupid, too.
Oh, weak, dude. Weak.
Good point.
Come on, Marvel. Where's your answer?
Marvel Legends doesn't exist anymore.
Well, they kind of do. I mean, they've released some new 2-packs and such.
I don't like them. The Marvel Universe line is where it's at now.
Yeah, pretty much. 3¾ inch.
Yeah, I like the little ones.
But you know what's sad is the Marvel Legend line was, like, amazing.
It was amazing.
When Toy Biz was running it, when Hasbro took it over, they had a lot of problems with paint application and sculpting.
The Toy Biz ones were awesome. Yeah. I did not like them when Hasbro took them over. Marvel Legends paved the way for DC Universe Classics, though.
Yeah, they did.
We wouldn't have DC Universe Classics if Marvel didn't make all those awesome figures.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Mean,
and they're expensive if you want to collect them.
They are now. Yeah,
exactly. They're stupid expensive.
Yeah, very much so.
And you got a comic book. What about it?
And a reprint comic book, sometimes a poster book. So, should we take a break?
Yeah, we'll go and take a quick break, and we'll be back with a little bit of Hasbro news, and then we're going to talk about Toy Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi there, this is Chris Fint, your host of the Masters Universe Chronicles. The new episode, Episode 7, is up on the Pop Culture Network's main site. All you need to do is click on the Masters Universe Chronicles button, click play on Episode 7, or you can download it if you're wanting to listen to it on your iPod or MP3 device. I am looking for new people to contribute to the show, so if you have an idea for a segment, hit me up at vintoman@popculturenetwork.com. This month's episode features myself, Pixel Dan, and Roboto discussing the Master Universe figures. We also have your voicemails, some new additions to the show as well, so I hope you all enjoy it. Don't forget to leave me a voicemail at Vinto316. And thanks to all the guys at Pop Culture Network for the continued support and playing this advert. Thanks very much, and until next time.
All right,
good question.
Okay. Hey, welcome back, everybody!
We're back, I think. I don't know what's going on.
Hello, everybody!
What is that?
That's the doctor guy from Simpsons. I can't think of his name.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Nick.
All right, so we're going to go right into some Hasbro news. What's our Hasbro news?
Well, there's Star Wars stuff coming. You've got a ginormous $100 AT-AT coming out that's, that is almost exactly like the scale Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
This one is to scale.
Hasbro decided to do another scale vehicle, and it sucks because I'm going to have another giant, expensive
thing. Yep, it's
thing
scale.
In my house.
It's just as detailed as
the
Millennium
AT-AT
Falcon.
Walker.
What scale? Like 1-to-1? Because that would be amazing.
Yes. Oh my god.
It's bigger than my house.
No, it's the biggest version they've ever made. And like they said something like the cockpit's gonna hold like 6 figures.
Yeah, it holds 6 figures, the legs and, are fully.
Yeah, it's gonna like
articulated.
Stand like that tall. It's gonna be insane.
So it's like a horse.
Like a horse. I'll be able to ride that thing.
Yeah, we're
gonna
take pictures of Pixel Dan riding it when we get it.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Can you see all the like imagine all the pictures that you're gonna see on the internet of weird
people,
guys?
People just
like,
riding their AT-ATs.
Like totally doggy style in their AT-ATs.
That's an awful picture in my head right now.
So you put that in your picture.
Great. They did sneak out a little bit of Hasbro Star Wars Toy Fair news this week. I know we got an email from the PR firm giving us some pictures, but they've got a Boba Fett sized helmet coming out, which is cool.
Like
which is
the
first, which
ones,
is
right?
The first time they've done that, which is really cool.
I want one.
They've got a.
Can I wear it to the store?
They've
maybe?
Got yeah. That'd be awesome.
It. Yes.
Walk around in a Boba Fett helmet all the time.
You can wear our Darth Vader helmet we got.
Yes.
Yes. You'd be like, you will buy something.
There's a electronic General Grievous lightsaber coming out.
Sweet.
Which is pretty cool.
Lightsabers are always awesome.
That was about it, really, on the Star Wars front. They talked about some Lego Star Wars stuff, which Killen was happy about.
Are they doing more? I heard that they were only doing that for another year, and then they were done.
Rumor is the license is about to expire, and they're not.
That's crazy, because Star Wars and Lego have been together since. I mean, that was their first license.
Well,
right?
It was their first license that they picked up, but really, they've done everything.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting really... The stuff they're building now is... I mean, it's still all nice, but they're starting to do reissues now, and then they're starting to pick up these, like, really weird Clone War cartoon vehicles that I don't even know what... You know, I don't even know what they are.
Yeah, the only thing they could really do is start going into the expanded universe.
I'm like, thanks. Thanks for giving me more Legos, but you might as well just call them Space Lego.
Space Lego!
Because I do not recognize these as...
Star Wars. Yeah.
Because the Clone Wars cartoon series... It's not legitimate Star Wars.
I like that cartoon, though. That's
what
I mean.
You know what?
It's a good series.
Not legitimate.
Not legitimate, though.
It's like
the Ugly Steps,
the original brand.
Yeah, I don't like the toys from the Clone Wars at all.
Yeah, you know what? The cartoon thing really destroyed Star Wars for me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you make all these awesome movies.
Just don't watch it.
And I really didn't hate the Star Wars movies they released. I wish they would have continued on.
I liked them a lot.
And now...
I love the prequels.
What do we got?
Anybody says.
Yeah, I love them. And now we're going to start going to cartoon. That's just lazy, man. Make another movie. I think when you do cartoons after you've done movies, you're lazy.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
If
it was a kid thing, offshoot, that would have been fine. Had they continued to still make the movies. But since they're going like, we're done with that stuff. We're going to go the cheap route and
lazy. At least they make awesome video games still.
Yeah, that's true.
Force Unleashed 2 is coming out.
Yeah,
oh, there's new figures from Force Unleashed coming out. I forgot about that. That's something
they
announced, too.
I didn't see those.
They're both Toys R Us exclusive 3-packs.
Really?
Yeah, and one of the reasons I'm so excited about it is that they've got a new Galen Merrick, Starkiller, coming out, who actually looks like he did in the game. Because if you remember the last figure that came out, they released before the game came out, and he was based on prototype pictures. So he didn't look
anything like the actual character
in the game. So the new one coming out actually looks right. And then there's like some shadow stormtroopers coming out that are like translucent black, and they're so cool.
Which is cool for you, because that's your weak spot.
It's translucent and shiny toys.
yep.
Translucent toys. You know what that is? It's cheap toys. When they run out of ideas, they're like, oh, let's make one see-through.
Make one see-through. and then they get me to buy it. It works.
Yeah. So Dan's like, oh my god, translucent plastic. Because it looks like
jewels, man.
That's like that translucent vision that's up there on the wall.
It's like a diamond.
They screwed up the paint app on them. They're like, oh, screw it. Make it translucent.
Yeah, like that vision. I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah. That one's okay because it's still colored. But the translucent, like, okay. For example, NECA, we got the God of War figures over there. We had the cool Dark Athena black figure, and then we got Poseidon's Rage. It was an ugly blue,
it's awesome,
veiny,
it's awesome
figure. And it's the exact same figures, but it looks really dumb, translucent.
Well, actually, every Kratos.
Why did you throw a Pepsi at me?
I'm sorry, dude.
Every Kratos figure NECA released was the exact same figure, just with different accessories.
Yeah, but it looked that dumb.
Well, not the.
Except for the one with the armor.
Yeah, he had the armor on. He was he was the same face sculpt.
I wish they would have made more God of War figures, not just Kratos. Hey, they could have made so many of those cool creatures and stuff from those games.
Hey, you know what you really wish NECA would do? Release turtles.
God dang it. I wish NECA and Playmates would release turtles. Yeah, well. I'm so bummed out.
Well, this weekend we get the shipment of the black and white box sets, but
I already have that.
You already got that.
And we're going to go to Toy Fair, and we're going to go up to NECA, and we're going to be like, what the deal is, yo? That's how I'm going to say it. Yo, what the deal is, yo? We're the turtles.
I think the plan, whatever we can't get in as press, I'm going to go in as a retailer and so that we make sure we get in. Because if they won't talk to us because we're press, and they don't want to, you know, oh, we do that on Sunday, not today. I'll be like, well, here, I'm here to buy. And I'll go in and be like, yeah, I'm here for Pop Culture Network. I want to buy, like, I don't know, a gazillion cases. What do you got? And like, oh, you don't got a free April O'Neil for my buddy Pixel Dan here? Well, I don't want your product.
I would like to buy a bunch of Shredder and Foot Soldiers, please. That's what you got to go in and say.
Yeah, I got an order for 2 million.
2 million Shredders and Foot Soldiers.
Oh, you're guiding? I'll just take my big bankroll out of this.
we could make them Killing Enterprises exclusives. Put little stickers on them.
I'll go over to McFarland. I'll see what he's got.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to Todd. My buddy Todd.
He said he's all down to make some turtles.
Speaking of Toy Fair.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to be there this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's this weekend. I am not ready for this.
I'm ready to break it down.
It's going
to
be cool. We're flying out Friday. I'm going to go to New York for the first time. You ever been to New York?
Drove through it.
You've driven through it?
Yeah.
You've been there.
I was there last year. It's pretty cool. I've never been. Although I still have to say that I'm very disappointed in Times Square every time I walk down there because it looks so big on TV, and then you're there and you're like, this looks way bigger.
Are we going to get mugged?
No, I didn't get mugged.
I hope so. That's an awesome story.
That happens there all the time, right?
I hope so.
We're going to get mugged and jumped and stuff?
Not as long as you're like in a crowded area, you won't. But if you walk down an alleyway, you probably will.
We're going to get pickpocketed?
No, you know what we should do? We should mug somebody there.
We should mug somebody.
Yeah, I'd be like, woo, we're tourists. Give us all your money.
Yeah, that'll work.
And tell me how to get to, and then name some random place. We're looking for a...
Nintendo store.
Yeah, Nintendo store. Where's it at?
We're looking for Rockefeller Plaza. How we get there? I enjoyed New York a lot, but New York has a large sanitation problem with their trash workers, and it seems to be an ongoing issue, and the streets are just lined with bags of trash. Which is very odd to see, but...
What are you talking about? Is that like on the news or something?
No, it's been that way for a long time. They don't have, like...
DeVol's an expert on New York.
I'm not an expert,
That
but...
was just random, like, tidbit of
sorry.
Travel
FYI, information. FYI, there's trash.
Yeah, there's trash.
Trash in New York.
It's really bad in the
summertime,
apparently.
Goes with all those people. Those people there.
Yeah. What do you mean they have an issue? Like, they don't have enough trash pickup?
Yeah, they don't have enough... I mean, they'd have to have, like... Probably, I don't know, 40 or 50 people, 40, 50 trucks working round the clock, day and night, Monday through Sunday.
Now you're just making stuff up.
I'm just saying.
Throwing numbers out
there. Just guessing.
There.
Pretty much.
You know what I would do? I'd just flush my trash.
Flush it.
Oh, that's good. I don't know what my drain stopped up. Maybe it could have been that coffee filter that's down there.
I'm going to do that this weekend.
You know, well, obviously you could put a garbage disposal on your toilet.
And then wow.
Obviously. Why wouldn't you think of that, Jason?
Look at it. Cut that poop up.
And take care of that problem. You know what? That probably just solved a lot of global problems. I just invented
something. Well, let's do that.
You put a garbage disposal on your toilet, and you just throw all your trash into it.
And we'll never have a stopped up toilet again, either. That's
true.
Never.
There you go.
Look at that blade cut that poop up.
I just took a giant poop. Oh, well, I'll turn on the poop disposal.
Brr. And then it shoots like potpourri. That way. Yes. That way, not only
so
you
can't smell it.
Yeah, so you're that, like.
That's brilliant. You're a genius.
Chopping it up, and then you're making it smell good.
You are a genius. I don't know what we would do without you.
There you go. I'm an idea guy.
You are an idea
guy. That's all I do.
Oh, my God.
But I'm excited. We're going to go hang out with our buddy Ito.
Yeah, Ito.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly hang out with Ito. No, Ito's our buddy. I'm excited to go hang out with Ito again.
Yeah, we're going to go see Rob Bass.
He made comments.
Rob Bass! We're going to go find you somewhere, dog. We're going to probably have you meet us for lunch somewhere so we can meet this guy, too.
Lucky.
You get to hang out with us, Lucky. Lucky. We probably won't be able to hang out with a lot of people, so don't send me a bunch of requests going, I want to meet you, because we really do have a pretty tight schedule.
Yeah, we're on a pretty big tight schedule.
True. If you send us an email and say you want to meet us, we will tell you when and where you can. Now, whether or not you can accommodate our, because you're definitely going to have to be on our time, because we're busy.
Busy.
But if you can come to where we are, I absolutely see no reason.
Maybe
why
we'll have like a big Pop Culture Network party at lunch.
Yeah,
we'll
just go if to we're going to lunch somewhere, yeah, we must.
Everybody can just meet us for lunch. That'd be awesome. We could.
Yeah, we'll tweet the location.
We'll tweet it.
Yeah. If you're on our Twitter account, and you're following.
That's a good idea.
We'll tweet the location where we're at in New York, and everybody
so
can meet there for
if
lunch.
You guys aren't hooked up to our Twitter account yet, just find us. It's just That New Toy Smell, right?
Yep.
Look for That New Toy Smell on Twitter. Start following us, and we'll send out tweets while we're in New York, and maybe you can come find us, meet up with us. We'd love to meet you guys. That'd be awesome. That'd be really cool. I'd like that.
There you go. I know I'm an idea guy. That's what
you are an idea guy. You are amazing. Awesome. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up. We got a lot of work to do to get
and
ready
we're
for this weekend. So.
There might be some special editions of It Figures earlier.
That's right, guys. We're probably going to record podcasts all weekend long while we're there. So just keep
coming
to the site.
Why not?
Yeah, why wouldn't we? Keep coming to the site all throughout the weekend because we're going to post pictures. We're going to post articles of news. We're going to post videos. We're going to record podcasts. We're going to cover this as best as we possibly can. This is our first time doing something like this, but we're going to definitely do our damnedest to make sure we have awesome coverage coming out of this event. So tell everybody you know, PopCultureNetwork.com, ThatNewToySmell.com, that's the place to be for Toy Fair coverage. It's going to be awesome.
It's gonna
I'm excited. I'm real excited. So, all right, guys. That's going to wrap things up today. Don't forget, PopCultureNetwork.com. Check out the store. We sell lots of great stuff like video games and toys and movies and issues of Toy Fair that are going to have cool stuff in it tomorrow.
Yay!
So check that out.
You might even find dirt for sale one day.
Maybe. Sometimes we need to try to get rid of that guy. He's a good price.
To a good home.
So check it out, PopCultureNetwork.com. There's the buttons for the store right there on the front page. And don't forget to head back Saturday for a brand new episode of That New Toy Smell.
Yes.
Even though we will be out of town for Toy Fair, there will still be a new episode of That New Toy Smell this weekend. And then keep coming back to the site all weekend long and all next week for Toy Fair coverage.
Woohoo!
So until then, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Duvall.
I'm Killen.
Take care, guys.
Peace out.
Love you.